This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can make a comment, tell us what's up with you, whatever.
What's up with you?
This one, we got a lot of these. 209 says, why does Hooman have music when he talks?
Yeah, it's his theme song.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing. I don't think it's a good idea. Should cut it out.
He always finishes with a pistachio. Just can't keep him out of his head hole.
650 says, the Raiders fans are upset because the black hole is going to be filled with Blue Man Group, Thunder from Down Under, Showgirls, and a bunch of Elvis impersonators. Oh. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yep.
They're going to steal your show from you.
All things Vegas.
415 says, most people from Vegas cheer for the Broncos, so it's going to be torture that the Raiders are in Vegas. They'll have to choose. They'll choose a new home team now that they've got one. I'm sure of it.
Right.
I'm sure of it.
Well, and
you
have
your own team in a $1 billion stadium. You're going to want to be there for those games.
And the population of Las Vegas is so transient. I'm sure there's going to be people from all over the country who will just be glad to have a home team they can root for.
Right. It's nice that people care. 408 says, could Sandy stay in Vinny's place until she finds it? Yeah, I have tried this. Sandy runs her own show.
Mm-hmm. How come she doesn't listen?
Oh, God.
Because she's a grown woman and has her own thoughts and feelings about how she wants to handle her move.
At this point, she should just be listening to you, Vinny.
I don't think
you are the king of decisions.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
Good decisions.
I think she's seen me make enough mistakes that she feels like, let me get this. Which is fine by me. I'm over it. Do whatever you need to do.
Right.
707 says, ding, ding, shame.
On what?
On Hooman's name dropping Harbaugh.
That's not a shame. I'm not plugging a store. Pistachio's too early.
It is a college, though. They are in business.
Go blue.
The background music and crunching you keep playing when Hooman talks is making the show unlistenable. Please stop.
That is too... I guess you'll have to talk less, Hooman.
I agree.
I heard Harbaugh went to Italy to baptize his baby, too.
Oh.
That guy just had a kid?
Yeah.
He's even older than I am.
Did he have a... Did the Pope baptize him?
Maybe.
Here, I'll give you these Nikes. Splash
the
water
on
my kid.
He really just had a kid?
Yeah, let me look it up real quick. I'm pretty sure he did, yeah.
Why don't you just text Chris? Chris will know.
Are you and Chris? I don't hear much about Chris these days unless we bring him up. Is everything
okay?
Oh,
yeah. No, he's good. He's busy with the Sacramento Kings, and, you know, he's on the...
He does have his hands full there, that's for sure.
He's a busy guy.
They're awful.
And, you know, he's invested in like 50 or 70 different companies. He's got a lot going on. They invited me over the other night, Sunday night, but Sunday nights are reserved.
He does do the every morning check-in with you like you require, right?
No, I leave him alone.
He doesn't?
I give him a chance to miss me. I invited him to come see a Princeton professor speak the other day, but he couldn't make it.
I know people are annoyed by that, but I can't tell you how much I love it.
650 says, my ex-boyfriend stealthed me. That's a huge reason why he's an ex. I'm totally on board for this to be a finable, punishable act.
Yeah, that is bad news. Please don't do that to people.
Well, and some people did bring up, you know, with regards to stealthing, with that also include people who lie about being on birth control or who lie about STI testing. Because all those are violations or sexual assaults, in my opinion, too. that it does become murky,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Because
about
there
who
are
you've...
lots of ways you can screw someone over right. while screwing them over.
Who you've chosen to spend your time with, mm-hmm. and it turns out they're just awful people.
Yeah. Maybe you're the king of decisions, too. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
I hadn't heard the word stealthing before, says 925, but this is definitely a thing, and I have personally experienced an attempt at it.
Oh.
I'm really glad it's getting attention.
What's the point, again? Like, so that you give somebody a disease?
Or a baby.
Or you just don't like the feel of condoms, so you promise you're putting one on, and then you don't.
Oh, that's awful. Don't do that.
Yeah, you rotten scoundrel.
Yeah,
it happened to me, says 510. I was furious, and the dude didn't know what the big deal was. What's the big deal?
I just did exactly what I wanted, and you got screwed over. What's a big deal? People.
415 says, so are you guys in Cars 3, the
no.
return of Corey Turbowitz?
We're not.
Is Corey Turbowitz in it?
I don't know.
Because if she
is she
not
in
the original...
One?
I don't think she is.
Yeah. No, I don't think she is either.
Yeah, I'm getting my whole own movie, The Return of Corey Turbowitz.
I really...
Adventures in Race Car Journalism.
Love the Cars movies. In spite of all the safety measures that Vinny mentions, traffic fatalities are way up the last few years, says 415. I can't confirm that.
Yeah,
I don't know the numbers.
That. I thought they were way down.
Well, they got to be way down from, you know, I guess population change might amount for
right.
some of the numbers. Maybe
the cars
math
are
people
way
can,
safer now.
Way safer. Like, crazy airbag curtains
yeah.
drop down from the sides and front. And
I was thinking about this, and this came up because of the flying is it a car or the flying vehicle?
Whatever it is, maybe
some offshoot of Google.
It'll later become that. Right now, in testing, Larry Page from Google fame is an investor in this company that plans to sell this by the end of the year, and they're calling it a flying car.
Remember,
so maybe later it will have wheels.
Remember after Brin got in that horrible motorcycle accident when he was in a wheelchair?
Yeah,
for a while. Somebody had sent us a link to like an airbag suit, like a full-on suit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
motorcycle.
I wonder if they'll have something like that, like you know, your chair becomes some kind of device that can get you safely to the ground if you have a mid-air collision.
Or when you buy it, you sign a release that says, this is super dangerous, and if you crash into a building and die, we're not responsible.
Right.
There could be that, too.
There could be.
Can you imagine
the insurance rates
if
no,
a flying car fails? Imagine that thing would have to come down. What if criminals are using flying cars as getaway cars? They mug you and then buy. They're in the air and you can't do a thing. You can't do a thing if they're in a regular car. You wouldn't do a thing if they took off running. It doesn't matter. Criminals are just going to get over on you. That's
how much are these things going to cost? Can criminals afford them?
I don't know.
Will robberies go up because everybody's got to have a flying car?
Hey, back to Jim Harbaugh real quick.
I did
some research, and there are a lot of reports saying he wanted his son to be baptized by the Pope, and then I'm getting texts from people saying, yes, the Pope baptized Jim Harbaugh's son.
But is Jim Harbaugh's son 23?
No, it's a newborn baby.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
How old is Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, boy.
He's got to be older than
56?
Me.
56?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
How old is he?
He is 53 years
old.
Whoa.
He went in late.
Is this his second go-around?
Yeah. It's the second match.
Right, well, it happens.
His new wife, Sarah, is so awesome. I hope you get to meet her one day.
She's beautiful, too.
So is this her first child?
No, they have a couple kids together.
Oh.
Don't shame that.
Good for him. Congratulations.
Yep, congratulations.
That's fantastic.
That'd be quite the thing to pull off if the Pope actually baptized his kid. That's big. I don't know how many of those he does.
He has 7 kids altogether.
Ah.
It's a full brood.
He has 7? Well, he makes plenty of money, right?
So. Right.
I'm coming to the end of all these. I just wanted to double check. Oh, 650 says, I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, what do we do now?
That's why Hooman is going to die alone. Actually, to come to Hooman's defense, that's a quote from me that he has taken over. So the I'm so disappointed in you is really my bad attitude. But my dog ate poop. So, you know, how was I supposed to respond?
And be sure to listen to the 5:30 a.m. break this morning. It was incredible. Definitely the best part of the show today.
4 and 5 says, Vinny, sometimes your stories with your lady don't make you sound like a nice guy. She woke me up in the middle of the night. Come on. She, you know what her excuse was? She wrote me and said, I was playing with the new Galaxy phone. And it went off.
Oh.
And she's off. And I couldn't turn it off.
Why would she play with it in
bed? I don't know.
When
I have no idea. I don't know.
She didn't. It was an
Before
accident.
Before you go, go.
Yo, yo.
We miss you, George.
We do.
Oh, like, who's George? What's that got to do with anything? Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The lovely and talented Gretchen is here with us in the studio. Did you earn any points this morning?
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot. I was supposed to be... What, you did?
No, but there's a free run on points for you. Could you find a little creativity and make something up? My goodness. I keep getting framed.
You should thank your lucky stars that she's not finding ways to get
I'm going around stealing points, and I'm like, all right, but she has a chance.
So you admit it. So you admit it.
Just, yeah, of course.
Stealing.
So I'm telling you, just, you saved a kitty today.
Okay.
It's not hard.
All right. Well, today it just didn't happen. I yelled at my kids. I felt bad about that. I got here on time.
You felt bad about yelling at your kids?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I felt bad about it.
They didn't ask for it?
No, the little one kicked the big one, and I said, don't you do that!
No, that seems valid.
It is, but I don't like to do it. Well, I just don't want to do that.
Well, you don't want them to kick each other either,
right.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
All right, well, no extra points. We're going into today. Vinny 2, Gretchen 1. The topic today is auto racing.
Okay.
Oh.
Who placed 9th? At the Bristol Motor Speedway in 2015 to set the record for the most career top 10 finishes by a female driver in NASCAR.
She's the only one, too. So easy. You know this.
She's the only one. I know, but I can't think of her name right now.
I should have waited 1 second.
I know, you blew it because I can't think of her name. Danica Patrick.
It is Danica Patrick. What NASCAR star, nicknamed the King, donated his final victory car to the Smithsonian after winning a record-setting 200 career races?
Dale Earnhardt.
Nope.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
Richard Petty.
Oh.
He also won the Daytona 500 a record 7
times.
Was
he in cars?
I think he was the King in cars?
Yeah, they refer to him.
Dang.
I thought that's who they were referring to, but okay, Petty.
See, all my racing knowledge comes from cars.
Well, maybe there'll be a question while I'm looking and seeing.
What's the score?
1-0.
All right.
What expert juggler and former Dreamy TV doctor quit juggling his acting job in 2015 to become a full-time auto racer?
Dr. Oz.
No, I know this. He's on. He was on Grey's Anatomy. He's. My friend works for him. My friend works for this guy.
Well, unless you pull the name, none of that matters, Vin.
Patrick. Can I just stop there?
Nope.
Patrick, that part's right, though, right?
Oh, I know who you're talking
Patrick.
About.
Patrick.
That guy, really? He's now a race car driver?
Full-time auto racer.
Patrick.
Oh, so silly.
Grey's Anatomy, Patrick. I don't know.
Dempsey.
Ah!
You're still winning.
Huh?
He's still winning.
Yeah,
right?
But I had that one.
Yeah,
and
you could have pulled ahead.
I know someone who works for that guy. God.
I didn't understand.
California-born auto racer retired in 2015 after racking up 92 NASCAR Cup victories.
Jeff Gordon.
That's correct. 2-0.
Is that the one she's got the hots for?
No.
No. Which one does she like?
She likes all of them, but...
she's got hots for one of them.
She likes Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
All right, this is a multiple choice. How many laps remain in a NASCAR race when the white flag is waved? 1, 3, or five?
One.
One is the correct answer. Which Parks and Recreation actor made a hilarious musical pitch for NASCAR in a 2015 Super Bowl ad?
Nick Offerman.
That is correct. You're on the board at least.
Okay.
But by a score of 3-1, you have been defeated, Gretchen. It's 3-1 for the week now.
God. All right.
Tomorrow's subject is something like flowers or something.
Well, what? Want me to check?
Yeah,
and see
check.
What it is?
No studying, though.
Theater. Foodie Network.
Oh, okay.
No studying, really?
Yeah,
I might go home and crack a book on flowers.
Maybe. I don't know. You cheat. You clearly, you told us that you, you know, like to cheat and steal and stuff. Jeez. Not my words, your words.
Those are your
hey,
words.
Look.
Hey, look at what?
I'm looking at a Blims t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wears that from
you
time to time.
You've been wearing that all day?
Yep.
Every once in a while I'll wear it, yeah. Just...
It's his restaurant that is no more.
Just well, as a memory, you know.
His Asian burrito place. I mean, how did
Mexican
that not work
Vietnamese
out?
Vietnamese fusion. Well, because of morning show. That's why it didn't work out. I couldn't be there all the time.
You guys.
Yeah.
He was leaving it in the hands of others, and they just didn't have the same kind of dedication that he has.
Hmm. Congratulations, morning show.
We've ruined another person's life.
Thwarted dreams all over the place today.
All right, Gretchen, what's coming up on your show?
I have a chance at $1,000. 10:30 or 10:05.
Have a great day, and don't forget about Survivor tonight.
Right.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.